The midterm elections are almost here, and VPR is featuring a series of interviews with minor party and independent candidates running for statewide office. And you can hear these interviews ahead of the November election here on All Things Considered and on Morning Edition. Today, we're speaking with Folashade Adeluola, an independent candidate for U.S. Senate running for the seat that's currently held by Senator Bernie Sanders. Folashade, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
So you ran in the Democratic primary this past summer for this U.S. Senate seat and lost that race to Senator Sanders. So why are you running again in the general election as an independent?
I'm hoping to win this time around because Vermont is the only state in the entire nation that has never sent a woman to Congress. Well, the reason why I'm continuing to run is because I really, really do believe that Vermont needs a change because Senator Sanders has, in fact, kind of not a full-time senator. He's so confident that he can beat anyone, and like a king, he owns the seat, and he's campaigning now for 2020.
You believe he'll run for president again in 2020?
Oh, yes. He said it on the TV. I watch him on MSNBC. Was it the election day that he said it? He's running for 2020.
Are you sure about that? I don't think he's actually declared a run for 2020.
Yes, he did. Well, he may not have officially declared to run. I have been going around talking about 2018. Senator Sanders is actually cruising states running for 2020.
So is your argument then that someone else should hold the seat if he's going to run for president and not have as much time to be in the Senate?
That's right.
Well, let's turn to a few other issues that we want to hear your take on. The Trump administration wants to cut the number of legal immigrants to a historic low. Do you support those efforts?
I am an immigrant American. And what President Trump is actually doing, you know, when it is something that I get so very, very saddened about. Every time I see young people on the floor, when I see young children, they were treated so inhumane and separating mothers from children. I mean, it is so un-American. This is not the America that I live in. Like, it's a different America with this administration. Something really, really has to be done. I was one of the activists who supported President Obama's immigration reform. My number one thing why I supported President Obama endlessly was because of immigration reform. And today I had President Trump saying that the Democrats didn't do anything. Whenever you see caravan, blame the Democrats. Come on, Mr. President, give me a break.
Last year, Governor Phil Scott here in Vermont passed gun control legislation after a former student at Fairhaven Union High School was accused of having a plan to shoot up that school. I'm curious, where do you stand on the issue of gun control?
I always support gun owners. However, I applauded Governor Scott on the reform that he has done in Vermont. We must not take away the gun owners' right. However, assault weapon does not belong in our streets. It does not belong in our schools. We should make sure that we have background checks on the gun.
Folashade Adeleola is an independent candidate for U.S. Senate. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.